John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight for one show and then two tomorrow on Saturday at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. This gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. His new special on Comedy Central is called Ian Talk, Ideas Not Worth Spreading. Would you please welcome Ian Edwards? Hi, dude.
What's going on, fam? How you doing?
Wait, did you think I was holding you up or something? Or was both hands went up in the air?
This is how I wake up. Literally physical body energy. I have to do something to wake up. Yeah. This is my coffee, raising my hand.
That's it?
Yeah.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right.
You
try that.
You're alive right now. Yeah, right. Your energy, your voice is strong. Man.
Well, I've been up for a while.
Yeah.
All right. You were just getting to bed when I was getting up.
Exactly.
Right. So how are you? It's good to meet you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
You.
All right. Now, let me get this straight. All right. You're born in England.
Yeah.
All right. You moved to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And then you moved to New York, Uniondale, right, to be exact.
Uniondale, yeah.
Uniondale, which I know very well. What, someone in the family wanted criminal? What was the story?
No, nothing like that. Nothing as exciting as that. No, I was just a bunch of immigrants trying to find some work.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, just trying to, you know, find a nice place to live and get along in life. So that's pretty much what it was, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And how drastic, how old were you when you moved to Jamaica?
I was like 9 years old.
Okay, wow. So how drastic a change was that?
Because, growing up in England, all my family is Jamaican.
So
So, like my aunts, my uncles, so all the food we ate in England was Jamaican. The way our parents talked to us and relatives talked to us was Jamaican. We always were in communication with our Jamaican family, so going to Jamaica was just like, oh, this is the real thing. This is how it really is. But you know, there were things that we did have that, like, you know, we were a little broker in Jamaica.
A little broker?
Yeah. Or modern conveniences, like, we had an outhouse.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So if you wanted to use the bathroom 3 a.m. in the morning in a very superstitious country that everybody believes there's ghosts, good luck going out there by yourself. You had to leave the house to go use the bathroom and sit in a shed that has a hole in the ground. So, you know, stuff like that, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, what are some of your ideas that are not worth spreading?
All of them, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? If we keep talking. But it was just a play on, like, TED Talks. Because there's us like ideas worth spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So as a comic, I'm kind of like a contrarian. So I like to flip things on their head. So it's like, hey, you could take this or not. You know what I mean? I don't want to take myself seriously. So that was kind of a good way to like continue in that vein.
Now, what is it? What is it about hashtag brave that I don't understand? Because I noticed you did something about hashtag brave. Right? What is that?
Because there's a lot of, like, people hashtagging brave, like, no makeup, hashtag brave. what else? No filter, hashtag brave.
Mm-hmm.
And in earlier on in the special, I do a joke about Harriet Tubman.
Right.
And I was like, Harriet Tubman rescued slaves every day with no makeup on. I think she was really hashtag brave. Yeah. So that's what my point is. Like, today we use the brave a lot, but there's some real bravery that needs to be acknowledged. Yeah.
So, I mean, it is amazing the credit people will take, right, for like, oh, I did something that everybody else in America does on a regular basis. Yeah.
I had seen that you were, speaking of Harriet Tubman, you were excited when you found out the news that Harriet Tubman was going to be on the $20 bill.
Right.
And then you saw Harriet Tubman. And you realize they're just putting another man on the bill.
she's got strong features. Let's just say that.
Is coming to America, I mean, how drastic a change was that for you guys?
Well, so long ago now. But the thing about America is, like, the culture of America is exported all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to watch it on TV and stuff like that. So you have an idea. It's not like so even before you get there, you've seen the commercials for the country in its movies, its music.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of things were familiar, but there's a lot of things that weren't. You know what I mean?
What did you have a hard time adapting to?
Like, there were black people,
right,
but they weren't the type of black people. Like the way I spoke, they didn't. It was the first time I was in a place where black people didn't speak the way I spoke.
They
could tease you about things that were normal to you, like your accent, the clothes you had on, the sports that you liked, and you have to just make that adjustment and acclimate to being more American.
Well, I have to say that Ian Edwards is the least black name I have ever run into.
It's one of them. It's one of them.
If somebody takes someone to a club and they don't know you, right, and then you come out on stage, wait, is it a black guy?
I mean, because of the internet, before, probably. Yeah. It was great when I was like, wasn't a comic and I wanted to get a job. It was a great name. When they see the resume, it's like, we'll hire this guy's name.
You're like the opposite of the comedian Bob Marley, if you know him.
Oh, yeah, Bob,
you're pretty much diametrically opposed.
Yeah.
You should do a bill with him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'll throw him for a loop.
Right, do a bill with Bob Marley. No, and a black guy comes out on the stage. Yeah. Wait, you're not?
Yeah, he used to live in L.A. Uh-huh. And he was like a regular at the Laugh Factory out there. And like, I used to hear his name and see his name on the marquee all the time. I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
The Bob Marley, I know he's dead. He's out here pretending to be Bob Marley. Like, I guess maybe when he was born, Bob Marley wasn't famous. Or if he was, his parents was like, we're going to mess with this our son.
No, they were from Maine. They didn't know Bob Marley existed.
All right. Fair enough.
Now, I heard something about, you believe that Donald Trump is keeping us in shape.
I mean,
because he's not a man. He's, not a man who looks like he's doing a lot of working out.
I mean, everybody's marching and protesting so much that by the time he's done being president, everybody's going to be in great shape. You know what I mean? Like, people are out there protesting every day. You know what I mean?
Well, Ian Edwards is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. There's one show tonight and then two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. His new special, Ian Talk, Ideas Not Worth Spreading, is available on Comedy Central. You can get tickets for this show, of course, through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you so much for coming
in
this morning.
Thanks for having me. Great energy. I love it.
All right.
And the two guys on the side, Dave and Steve.
Shout out, man.
My man.
What's up, man? Good. And then there's a woman in the back.
Oh, that's Taylor.
She's not talking.
Right.
She just has a camera.
Right.
Hey, let me know you're all right. All right, cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.